Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline De Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 18 of Blissen Up. So this is the first episode that has landed on the first of the month since I launched my podcast. So I think that's kind of cool. And now I get to officially welcome you to September. So welcome. This is also Labor Day weekend. So on this sacred Sunday, you may be enjoying what the United States we consider to be the unofficial end of summer weekend. You may be relaxing at home, or you may be on vacation with your family, or you may be grabbing the last little bit of beach time before we go into fall and the winter months. So regardless of where you are, I want to thank you. Thank you for taking a few minutes of your day to tune in here with me and connect. Maybe you are taking me for a walk today, or you're listening while you're cleaning up the house, or sitting at the beach enjoying the view, or driving in your car. If you are listening on this Sunday, thank you. Thank you for connecting with me on this weekend. And if you are listening to this at a future date that maybe isn't even in September, I want you to know that I trust in divine timing, and I believe this episode has found you on the exact date you need to listen to its message. So welcome and thank you for tuning in, even if it's not September 1st. So what am I thinking about today? Today, I am thinking about seasons, rhythms, and paying attention to the undercurrent of your life. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you may already be familiar with my monthly practice. But if you are brand new here, let me fill you in and invite you to participate. The practice is simple, and it's just three steps. At the end of each month, we take a little time to reflect on the month that has just passed. So we ask questions like, what were our successes? What were our setbacks? What did we celebrate and enjoy? What did we grieve and endure? And what is the energy that we are ending the month with, so that we understand what we are entering the month with? Once you've done this practice, and it doesn't have to be a lengthy practice, you can do this while you're, you know, washing the dishes, or you can do this while you're working out, or you can grab a pen and paper and actually sit down and reflect. But once you've done that practice, then it's time to decide how you're going to step into the next month. And here's the thing about noticing seasons, rhythms, and the undercurrent. There are two types of seasons in our life. There are circumstantial seasons and there are natural seasons. So circumstantial seasons are seasons that are unique to you. You've gone through something in your life. Maybe it's a divorce. Maybe it's a death. Maybe it's a transition, like you're starting college or starting a new job or moving into a new house or changing geographical locations, right? So they are seasons that are beginning because they are unique and circumstantial to the life you have created for yourself. And then there are natural rhythms, which are common to all of us because they are the ones that mirror nature. So we have four different seasons that we recognize: spring, summer, fall, and winter. And it's incredible how you can find so many commonalities and similarities when you're paying attention to the rhythm of nature that nature is taking in its course, and the rhythm of your life and how your life is mirroring that. So that's kind of like the energy of the collective. And I've found that even in times when you are experiencing a circumstantial current that you consider unique, there's usually a collective that shares in that circumstantial season. It's fascinating. I think that's just kind of because we create our own story. So you'll find that collectively, when you are going through something, you're going to find that energy around you. I don't know if it's because you're looking for evidence of it or because the universe is so kind that it helps you by not making you feel alone and giving you evidence of it, right? Who knows? Who knows what it is? So once you've identified this season that you're ending, right, whether it's natural or circumstantial, or this month that you are ending, and you decide what the energy and the flavor of your life is at this time, then it's the choice to how you're going to move forward into the next season or the next month, right? And that's where you really have to figure out like what is it that you want going forward. There will be seasons that you realize that you are in flow, right? Like you've got this momentum, you've got this great energy, and the intention is to continue that flow in that direction, right? You want to keep the momentum going. You want to keep things going. There may be times in your life when you're like, whoa, it's time to shift this energy. This is not serving me right now. I need to course correct. I need to redirect. I need to reframe. I need to maybe stop the bleeding and, you know, get off the bus, which I talked about in last week's episode, get off on the next exit and get on another bus because I've fallen off path. And then there are times when you may be in a difficult situation. Maybe you don't have momentum. Maybe you don't have the energy that you so wish you could have. And yet you know that what you're being called to is to be still. Maybe you realize that it isn't time to course correct or shift, but rather sit in the pain, sit in the moment, sit in the discomfort, sit and wait, because your time to shift is coming. It's just not quite here yet. So that's one of the things that you get to reflect on. When I was thinking about this current in your life and this and these seasons and these rhythms, I was thinking about going to the beach. Now imagine that you've gone to the beach, you've put your little chair down, you have your bag, your little cooler, you brought a book, you take off your flip-flops, and you and your friends go and get in the water. And you're hanging out, you're talking, and you're just losing track of time because you're just so present in the moment. And then all of a sudden, one of you looks up and you realize that the undercurrent has been moving you in a direction. Maybe it's to the right or to the left, but it's been moving you further and further and further away from your spot, the spot where you had your bag and your cooler and your flip-flops. And at that moment, you realize, oh, it's time to get back on path. Or maybe you're like, oh, I still have sight of my stuff, but I'm fine here because you ran into another friend, or you like that, you know, the way that the water feels there more than in the other place. So you're like, I'm going to hang out here for a while, and then I'll go back later. But you kind of, you know exactly where your stuff is, right? You're not lost. And then sometimes you've drifted for so long and you haven't paid attention that you look up and you have no idea where you are. And you really have to focus and figure out, how are you going to get back to your stuff? Because you don't know. Maybe you even have to get out of the water and walk towards your things because you're not exactly sure where you are. That's what I mean about the undercurrent. It's subtle, and sometimes it's, you know, it does happen because of the of nature's seasons, and sometimes it's just because you're so present in the fishbowl of your life, right? That you haven't been able to step outside of yourself and look in and figure out where you are. So that's what this exercise is all about. It's like stopping and paying attention. I'm sure if you're a parent and you have younger children who are in the water, you are always looking at them and you are their guiding force. You know, whenever you see that they start drifting, you're like, hey, come over here. You've gone too far. You know, come back to the shore, come back to the center, move to the right, move to the left, and you kind of redirect them. And then as you get older, it's your responsibility to do that for yourself. So that's what this practice is all about. So once you've identified that energy, and you will find that every month and every season has its own rhythm. It has its own flavor. And there is a current that is moving along with you that sometimes is inexplicable. And that's when you get to do the third part of this practice, which is set an intention. You set a theme. So I believe strongly in the power of naming and labeling things. Sometimes you don't want to use names and labels against you, right? Like sometimes we use them for the wrong thing. So we create labels and we use those labels against ourselves. You know, I am lazy, or I am blah, 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 whatever it is that you kind of get stuck on, and it becomes an excuse in your life instead of something that propels you forward. So I'm not talking about that labeling and naming. I'm talking about using labels and names to create a structure in our brains to be able to set a North Star. So it's kind of like, you know, putting your stick in the ground and having a flag or something that helps you identify where you are, so that even if you detour, even if you shift, you can always use that North Star to find your way back to your things, find your way back to your path, like your path of bliss. So that theme and that name is very, very important. And I think the way that I use it is that I allow it to come to me based on where I am in my life. And I always share with you in each time that I do this practice at the end of every month, I share with you my theme for the month. And I invite you to either use my theme because it's part of your collective. Like you've identified that you are in the same rhythm as me, or to set your own because it's circumstantial and you realize that's not the theme that's serving me right now. I really need this theme. So you get to do this in whatever way that it works for you. The beauty of this is that there's a method to it, but it is not bound by rules or instructions or anything set in stone. It's really about just paying attention, listening, noticing, naming, and living a life that is mindful and that is propelling you towards a higher version of yourself. That's really what I want for you. So this season, as we walk into September, for me, I notice something very interesting. I have been doing this practice for years, and whenever I get to September, it's the time that I feel most connected to the rhythm that I'm transitioning into. I don't know if that makes sense, but I think we all have rhythms that serve us the most. When you think about the seasons from nature, you've got spring, which is a time of renewal and growth, right? So you think flowers, you think bright colors, you think blossoming, you think, just spring cleaning and refreshing. I don't know. It's a very vibrant, alive feeling. And then you have summer, which is energetic and sunny. You know, you think beach, you think watermelon salad, you think refreshing, you think water, you think hot, right? And sweaty. But it's a very energetic and vibrant season. Then you go into fall, and fall is reflection and harvesting. To me, it's like I think of pumpkins and soup and warm colors and just coziness. And then you move into winter, and winter is about rest and restoration, right? So that's when you start closing things, close the year, close the loops, plan for a new beginning, restore in January what has been lost over the last year. It's a time for hibernation, wintering, which I've spoken about, and getting ready to emerge again, right? So it's a little bit, in my opinion, a little darker. You think snow, you think also cozy, but just, you know, you got to bundle up because it's a little colder. It's colder than, it's not as warm as fall. But for me, when I think about all of these seasons and I think and I approach fall energetically and consistently, that is when my soul lights up. Of all of the seasons, this is the season that my soul lights up the most. I find this time of reflection and harvesting, of stepping into gratitude for all that you've built in the year, reflection of all that you've created, where, you know, thinking about where you are before you transition into the end of year stuff. I don't know, it's just a very beautiful time. So for me, this month, I've set the theme of simply soulful September. Simply soulful September. And what that means is I want the next few months, I want this season to be aligned with that rhythm that I so love, which means I have to stay very intentional and not get lost in the day-to-day. I need to slow down, light some candles, maybe, you know, do some decluttering. I'm thinking about simplifying food. Right now, my husband and I are doing a diet, which I'll probably talk to you about in a different episode, but we are doing a diet where we're like cleaning things up with our food, just simplifying things, right? Eliminating a lot of extras of what we eat. You know, variety is an important thing, but simplicity is also an important thing. So this is the month I think we're simplifying. I want to simplify and streamline my business. This is a time when I'm really focused on creating essentials for my business, being an essentialist in my life and in my home and in my work. I'm playing with essentialism and becoming minimalist, but not losing sight of the abundance and the things that I want to enjoy in my life. So that's what I am thinking about this September. That's the energy and the rhythm that I am going into. And I'm curious, does that rhythm speak to you? Are you also a person who enjoys the fall? Are you a person who wants simplicity, who wants a soulful connection, who wants to enjoy the warmth and the coziness of the fall season? And if you are, I invite you to be real intentional about it. You are getting close to the end of 2024. You're naturally getting ready to close a year. And sometimes that can be a very stressful process. So I invite you to savor this September. Savor it. I have one of my clients, she's been feeling a little bit all over the place with her diet and things like that. And she's kind of wanting to go back to basics a little bit. So we themed her September, Structure September. And really, it's about creating a structure that is simple and soulful and gets you back on your path. So these are the reflections that I invite you to do in your life. I invite you to do this frequently because life moves fast. It really does. The months, they come and they go. And if you're not paying attention, you miss a lot of the moments. And I want you to slow down just enough so that you can realize you are creating a beautiful story of triumphs and failures and laughter and tears and joy and sorrow and ambition and acceptance and, you know, wanting more and loving what you have and being grateful and also being honest about where you are and where you're going and where you want to be and where you want to be going, right? I hope this episode has served you. Please, please, please send me a message and let me know. Are you adopting the Simply Soulful September theme? Is this something that will serve you? If it is, that is wonderful. And if it's not, because your circumstances are unique and you're feeling a completely different energy right now, that's okay too. I want to invite you to be okay with where you are and understand that life is always training you for something bigger. Life is always working in your favor, even when you can't figure out what in your favor looks like. And if this is something that you want to work through, you want to process, if you're interested in Structure September or Simply Soulful September, and you want to have somebody hold your hand through this, or your circumstances aren't there yet, but you want to get there, you want to get to Simply Soulful September, make sure that you reach out to me and let's have a meaningful conversation. We can have a 60-minute complimentary consult and see if working together is in our future or if there's some way that I can give you some value, even if not long-term, just in that moment to get you on path so that you can remember where you are, kind of get your bearings, figure things out, and make your way back to your little bag and your cooler and your chair and your happy place. And not get lost in the messiness of life. I hope you guys have a wonderful Labor Day weekend, a happy Sacred Sunday, that this has given you something to reflect on, and I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.